RCR with Paul Brennan.
It's time now for our first Health Hacks feature for 2025, very popular segment on RCR since we began. And launching off this new year of Health Hacks is our favourite, everybody's favourite doctor, though we've got a few favourite doctors, but he's one of the top doctors on RCR, Dr. Guy Hatchard. And just to remind you that Guy, international advocate for food safety, natural medicine, background in logic, theoretical physics and psychology, as well as a senior management experience, or had a position there at Genetic ID, a global food safety testing laboratory. He's almost just well qualified enough to come on RCR.
Certainly. I feel
overqualified
to be with you, Paul.
Guy, it's good to catch up with you in this new year. None of this goes away. In fact, I want to mention two things, get your view on these two things first, and the second one may lead into the wider discussion that we're going to have in Health Hacks. RFK Jr.'s confirmation of HHS Secretary. That's a huge game changer, isn't it, Guy? That?
Health and Human Services is fantastic. And great to watch his speech at the signing in ceremony at the Oval Office with Trump, and to see the rapport between the two, and Kennedy's appreciation of the fact that Trump stuck with him and kept his word, and making America healthy again, and the focus particularly on children. Wonderful. And, you know, if you read Kennedy's Children's Health Defense website, you'll get a sense of the breadth and depth of thinking, of scientific thinking behind Kennedy that he's going to bring to health regulation. Wonderful.
Interesting seeing, you know, some of the reaction during his hearings and also after confirmation. I used to be all in with Bernie Sanders. Okay. I don't know about Pocahontas, but certainly Bernie Sanders. And here they were pushing against him, defending the pharmaceutical industry. And it turns out that they've all had plenty of money. And it just made me realize that there are so many people lurking in the closet, you know, and they come out, they reveal themselves in moments like that. And that kind of destroyed any feelings they might have had towards old Bernie, you know?
It's a political facade. You know, politicians are busy thinking what's going to get me a few more votes. They're not thinking what's right or wrong. You know, they're not looking for truth. And a lot of them are not very competent people, for God's sake.
Yeah, a few people would agree. All right, let's get to the bill that's coming very soon. First of all, your impressions of how widely known is the gene technology bill? We've been talking about it, banging on about it heavily here. We've had many conversations, just you and I and others, about this, going through the whole thing, unpicking it all, trying to separate signal from noise, right? But it seems, from what I've been seeing recently, that there are people in the industry that benefit from organics, or, you know, the perception that we have this incredible farming system here, you know, grass-fed, it's premium product with no genetically modified organisms jumping around in the environment. But there seems to be an ignorance in the actual farming industry of not only what this bill means, but even the bill itself.
We've got to blame it on anything, or is it because
that's a worry, right? That's a worry.
We have to blame a lot more control of media, of social media. The gene technology bill has become a particular focus of Facebook censorship, for example. My posts are shut down within a matter of an hour.
Wait, on, how could that be? Because Zuckerberg's come out and said, no, it's all on now. Don't worry, no more censorship.
I got a letter from someone called George Driver, who said that, you know, he was going to censor us. And when I questioned him, I said, oh, Facebook isn't being censored. And he said, no, I'm the official censor for Facebook here in New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand.
and I'm censoring you, and I'm perfectly allowed to do that. So,
Did
you
you
know,
ask him how he came up with that guy? Like, was that just him, his personal opinion, or did the
no,
phone ring somewhere?
he's there deciding what New Zealanders can talk about,
And
and
who is
that's
this person?
extraordinary.
Driver?
Ford
Did you?
Driver, his name is. He works for the Australian Associated Press,
Oh.
but lives, I think, in the South Island somewhere. He's the official person censoring what we're allowed to say to one another, and this has continued on now, from through the pandemic, through the Ardern government, and into the Luxon government.
Well, either you've got one guy determining what's right for Facebook. I don't believe that, by the way, in New Zealand, because you'd have to be the most, I don't know, thoughtful, reliable person or one of the top people on the planet to even discern any of that. It's got to be some other driver, right?
Some other driver.
Yeah.
Well,
You know what I'm saying?
you know, it's it and it's in mainstream media as well. So we haven't seen much discussion of this gene technology bill, and farmers are busy people. Have they got the time to find out what's happening if it isn't jumping out of the page for them? And people have gradually got on board. And I think the scope of the bill was not immediately recognized. Everybody has their kind of focus. You know, some people are concerned about gene modified crops. Other people are concerned about health issues and so on. This bill supposedly appoints a regulator, but he is unfettered in very few areas, mostly
Well, as I
control.
understand it, Guy, just to clarify that any jurisdiction can be the queue to allow it here. And even thinking of that, you'd think, okay, well, it'd be a credible jurisdiction. No, it could be Zimbabwe.
Yeah, it's look, it's already happening. That's the other thing. This is what our latest release at the hatchardreport.com lays out. It's already all across our supermarkets because New Zealand has been progressively relying on overseas regulators. So the use of genetically modified microorganisms in food processing has actually captured our food processes and our processed foods across all the supermarket shelves here. And they're unlabeled, and they're unlabeled because of agreements in America and in the EU, which decided that the use of genetically modified microorganisms to produce and process food should not be counted as an ingredient, but as a residue, and therefore, you know, how much doublespeak is that? And
A
therefore
residue.
escaped labeling. And when you look closely at those residues, they're incredible. They contain antibiotic resistance genes. Wow. So, and they contain antibiotics. We're basically, if we're on a processed food diet, things like pizzas or even infant formula, are containing low dose antibiotics and other genes at antibiotic resistance. Absolutely, we don't want antibiotic resistance. And then they're going into our gut, which is exchange central for genetic information, and they're
Right.
affecting our health. And it's no wonder that New Zealand has the highest rate of bowel cancer in the world.
But people still sound surprised.
We have to wake
Baffled.
up. Yeah, we have to wake up because, you know, our hospital system is overwhelmed. And we have to start working out why. And you read in the papers every day almost that processed foods are at fault. Well, what's wrong with processed foods is that the foods are not made from natural ingredients. And the labeling laws, this is the incredible thing, the labeling laws allow food manufacturers to use the word natural and slap it on their products, when it's about as far from natural as you can get, containing genetically modified microorganisms.
This sort of subterfuge on labeling and changing the meaning of things, this didn't just happen here. And I don't want to always be linking it back, but that's exactly what happened for COVID. Definitions were changed. The meaning of words were changed seamlessly without anyone even questioning it. And that seemed to be the grease that oiled the wheels of persuasion. So here it is again.
Absolutely. And the list is very, very long. Vegetarian rennet, now genetically modified. Vitamins, almost all vitamins come from batch fermentation processes using genetically modified organisms. Beta carotene used to come from carrots, and then it came from batch fermentation using natural bacteria. Now it comes from batch fermentation using genetically modified bacteria. Vanilla. What's, vanilla? It's such a common thing, but again, comes now from genetically modified processes. Aspartame, monosodium glutamate, things like as simple as citric acid, lactic acid. These are common ingredients.
Folic acid.
And xanthan gum. Used in, people are buying vegetarian, low-fat foods, vegan, gluten-free foods, and they contain a whole range of genetically modified elements. And this is just coming out, really. There was an agreement in the EU that said, oh, well, we can ignore the issue of contamination. We'll just say that there shouldn't be any contamination, but no testing required. And
Well, it's the other thing that's happened recently too. No testing.
it's so what you're seeing is that things that we use every day, we eat every day, jams, pizzas from the supermarket, and so on. The list is huge, absolutely huge. And this has all been switched. The gene technology bill is to free it up even more, but we should be demanding that we get back full disclosure labeling, because we don't have it at the moment, and people are getting sick and they're wondering why.
They won't do that though, because it will destroy the saleability of a whole range of products because people will suddenly realize. So that can't happen.
Well,
Can it?
we've got to make it happen.
No, I know we're going to make it happen, but I'm talking about what the force pushing against that happening.
Yes. Well,
It collapses the business model.
most of these things are coming from overseas, and they're coming from overseas unidentified. So someone's making cheese and they're buying a vegetarian rennet. At one point, they might have been buying something from a fungi. And now they're buying something that's basically genetically engineered, and they're not asking questions. They need to start asking questions. We need to start insisting. And you have to vote with your feet. That you talked about people being unaware of the gene technology bill. Well, there are a lot of people who kind of talk the talk, but don't walk they don't walk the walk. You go into people's cupboards and they're an organic food advocate, and they have all kinds of processed foods.
Yeah, it's
And
crazy, isn't it?
that it's all because we work very hard, we have no time, and we buy what we always bought. But we have to start thinking again, because what we always bought is different. We need to buy butter that's traditionally churned. We need to buy cold pressed oils, not just any old oils. We need to buy artisan sourdough breads. Most breads in the supermarket in plastic bags have genetically modified residues. We have to find ways to cook food quickly. And cheese, it's very quick to make curd at home. Homemade cheese, it takes about 15 minutes, and that's 15 minutes cooking. You'd be doing other things.
Here's a suggestion. Subsidize air fryers
Yeah, air fryers.
because they are so super quick. I'm a convert to them now. There's no huge sort of industrial, solid iron at work anymore, and it's you can put anything in there because it's the time poor and the lack of intricate cooking knowledge that stops people doing those tasks. It can be done that way very easily. Could be promoted. Here I go again. The hell out of.
No. I mean, you have to buy Jamie Oliver's book, Cooking in 15 Minutes,
Yeah,
and
well, yeah.
start thinking about, you want to have lentils, then they can be soaked overnight, reduces their cooking
Yeah, but
time.
I've got to make an effort. I've got to make an effort, guy.
We have to make an
No, but
effort
that's the
now.
problem, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a kind of a journey. Journeys are fun. And nothing beats reading the labels, but just
I can't
remember
read them. They're too small, even with my glasses now.
that phrases, just remember that phrases like natural or derived from plants or plant-based or extracted, they increasingly have very little meaning.
Yeah.
There's no real control of these. We have to demand that the government extend labeling laws. And this is of concern because of allergies, cancers, gut and bowel cancer, inflammatory disease, all these things are increasing and have been for a number of years, and particularly recently, more accelerated. And you look at the food industry and you see gradual changes that have become more and more accelerated. And look at the pandemic, as you say, biotechnology was at work there. Now look at the food system, biotechnology at work there. And these processes, so-called, and they're often described as sustainable, or they're going to save the planet, or
Yeah, I had Winston on, and he talked about the need to feed more population. Of course, there's huge amounts of land available to increase food production in the traditional sense if anyone ever bothered to do it. So, yeah, we've heard all that before.
yeah. And the processes themselves are highly energy dependent. They rely on genetic engineering. There are residual contaminants and heavy metal contamination, as we've said, all kinds of biological, and the whole process is designed to accelerate cell proliferation. And we know what cell proliferation is.
It's
It
cancer.
is called cancer. That's right. So these are powerful chemicals. These are not traces of pesticides, which are in themselves not good for health. These are one step ahead. These are powerful chemicals that take control of biological processes. And the government, instead of heeding the warning signals in the health system, are going completely in the other way and saying, okay, we're just going to have free rein on this. And anybody, anything produced using CRISPR, which is the intention behind this bill, CRISPR is a gene editing technique, that we're just going to allow it to happen. It's
Well,
not
they've
even going
tried
to be
to argue
regulated.
that that is not actually genetic modification. It's some kind of other sort of process that doesn't qualify as that. Therefore, it's okay.
That's a ridiculous argument.
Of course it is. I mean,
Yeah.
editing is the most fundamental
Yeah, you're editing
rearranging
genes.
of data that you could ever get to.
And it has inherent problems. You just look at the scientific literature published on this. There are inherent chromosomal rearrangements that occur with CRISPR that you can't control. They're inherently mutagenic. You've got to go back to the science. That's what we do at the Hatchard Report. We go back to the published science. We look at the issues, and then we start to work out what are the effects for us in the street.
Not to mention that it just feels wrong. It just does. It just feels wrong. Sorry to say that, but it's not very scientific and it never feels right. I think if people are honest with themselves, say, do you really feel that's right? They couldn't honestly answer that. Anyway, so there's also been a very compressed time to give feedback, whatever, wherever people are coming from, to the bill. That's another kind of a tell, isn't it, to try and sort of compress it all up and herd people into a sort of like a crazy sort of process where the clock is ticking and running down all the time.
There are vested interests. There are vested interests coming from overseas. They'd like to see a bit of a gene playground here in New Zealand, where it's possible to experiment in ways that are perhaps more controlled in places like Europe. There are pressures coming up from people working in the industry, the biotech industry here in New Zealand, saying oh, we really don't want to bother with regulation. And that's the pressure that has continually come from biotechnology industry all over the world. We do not want regulation. And precisely because they know that if people knew what they were doing, they'd ask that it be stopped or they wouldn't buy it. Or we have a symbiotic relationship with the natural environment, that the foods that we eat, it's a genetic relationship, and it's we've co-evolved over millions of years, and that is being thrown out the window. These are the things that we can tolerate, that we can thrive on, that our body is used to processing, and we're prepared to change that. Doesn't make sense.
All right, so just to wrap up, some real quick practical stuff. Okay, the label's too small for me. There's some keywords that you mentioned to look out for. Is it practical to just create for yourself or your family a list of food items that you know are unlikely to be affected in any way with the changing platform under your feet that you didn't know was happening ingredient-wise, and only stick to them,
Yes,
or
absolutely. Look, I'll spit them out quickly.
yeah,
Cold-pressed
please.
oils, artisan sourdough breads, non-homogenized milk, butter traditionally churned, freshly prepared and or cooked fruit and vegetables, organic flours, homemade jams, homemade fresh cheese, dried fruit, dates, raisins, free of sulfites and oils, nuts, unprocessed organic ingredients rather than so-called organic processed alternatives. Because actually, those organic, cornflakes and so on that you buy, they're not safe under this. Grains, rice, wheat, millet, quinoa, barley, lentils, chickpeas, beans, pasta. And, there's so much you can cook with pasta. Get Asian rather than instant noodles, which has really got everything in it. Get
Okay.
Asian ramen, somen, or soba noodles, and they cook very quickly. Go for organic meat. Use pure spices, not these ready mixes and stocks and so on. Choose to breastfeed your children. Avoid highly processed foods. So, vegetarian meat substitutes, zero sugar drinks, foods with high sugar content. Processed convenient foods, ready meals, colored and flavored confectionery, including chocolate. It's got a lot of nasties in it, most chocolate. Fast food, and most supermarket breads. And read the labels. And, there's a quick digest, but it's a revolution. But be part of the revolution. Don't be part of the problem.
Guy Hatchard, great to catch up again at the hatchardreport.com. People can go there and read the latest there and look through all the back catalog as well. We'll have you on again, Guy, with more health hacks, but I think it's going to be mainly in the zone as we go forward, you know.
Yeah, let's be in the zone for God's sake. We don't want to be out of the
I mean, supermarkets, well, I suppose in the end they'll just sell what sells, but the people or the market has to realize that this could turn really badly on them. People
Boy.
could just walk away from this food like in quick time. It doesn't take long for, you know, that kind of ripple of consciousness to happen. Look what's happened in America now. That's all they talk about health-wise, or pretty well. It can happen here too. And are the politicians going to be around explaining why, I don't know, X amount of or the excess death rate is high from people who eat these particular foods? Are they going to take responsibility for opening the floodgates to that? I doubt it. I don't think so. People need to think about these things.
We started with JFK, and look what's happened in America. They haven't had full disclosure labeling in America for a long time. They've had genetically modified ingredients. They've had genetically modified processes, and they have one of the lowest life expectancies now in the developed world.
What want
And
any
it's
to know?
going down. It's getting worse. And JFK is stepping in there and saying, we've got to solve this. We've got a health crisis, and we have to do the same thing here. We can't put our head in the sand. The government has just kind of pushed out the people from Health New Zealand.
Well, the other ones promoting it, Guy. They were the ones in the lab coats singing the praises.
They were, but who are we going to get instead? Because the whole idea of the government appears to be that it's just an administrative problem. Well, it's not an administrative problem. It goes much deeper than that. More
I want
people.
to know who knows who's getting paid, and who has jobs lined up later. I think it's fair enough to ask all those questions now to
Absolutely.
look at potential motives for doing things. All right, Guy, thanks for coming back. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Wonderful.